Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. Wouldn't we all like succulent wild love? I love that word succulent. It's just like, it just really excites me. Yeah, right? Gets you really excited.
Something you can bite into.
Exactly. Something Andrea and I are both very excited about is having Sark here. She is so fantastic. We're going to be talking about her book, Succulent Wild Love and 6 Powerful Habits for Feeling More Love More Often. She is such a beautiful person. Sark, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so good to, I loved when you succulent.
It does. You know, it's usually a word you think about with food, and that's why I love it. Tell us why you chose that, because it really gives it an extra bite.
Yes. Well, many, many years ago, I was walking in San Francisco, and I saw etched in the cement, succulence is powerful. And I jumped onto the square, and I said, I am a succulent wild woman, and I'm going to write about that. And then I crumpled to the ground in fear, like, how could I ever write about that? And I did, and I published a book called Succulent Wild Woman, and it was really my statement of self-liberation. And it became an international bestseller and went all over the world, and then here I am, just published a book called Succulent Wild Love, which is my statement of relationship liberation.
Well, you know what I love about the book? Not only do you have such incredible ideas, but the art is lovely. Talk to us about this combination of the creativity and the art that goes in with all the wonderful tips for people.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, I've always thought in words and pictures, and I've always thought they belong together. I was immensely inspired by comic books as a child. And
me too.
So when I published my first book, this is my 17th book. So all of them are full of my art. And this has 189 original pieces of art that I created for this book. And John Waddell, Dr. John Waddell is the co-author of this book. And he was so excited to have the art bring our 6 powerful habits to life even more. And, you know, a lot of people are visual and they get inspired when they see pictures. And so I like for people to be inspired when they're learning new things.
Yeah, me too. Well, talk to us about these 6 powerful habits. Share a couple with us.
Yeah. Well, it's really John and I married our 3, these 6 powerful habits. He brought 3 habits into my life and I brought 3 into his. And it turned out they were really our core teachings of our life. And we've married them together. Realizing that people could really feel more love more often. That's why we named this Succulent Wild Love, but we also say at the top, this is a whole new philosophy of love and relationships for everyone. Because it's not just if you want a relationship, it's not just if you're married, it's not just if you're single, it's for everyone. So with that, these 6 powerful habits, the first one he introduced to me was, he said, I'm offering you a no-compromise relationship. And I said, well, that's good because I've never compromised very well. And I said, but what are we going to do instead? And he said, we're going to create joyful solutions. And as soon as I heard it, I thought, that sounds great. And then I found out how great it really was because it's really a process by which everybody gets what they want. And compromise isn't bad. It just stops short. It sort of asks everyone to give up something. And what we're doing in the book with that habit is really showing people how to practically apply it to their lives and create joyful solutions with friends, neighbors, business associates, romantic partners, everyone. And I immediately market tested it because I'm a great big believer, but I'm also a great big skeptic. So it was like, show me that this works. And the quick demonstration of that is I had never lived with a partner or a lover in my life. And I met John when I was 58. And he moved across the country in a month to move in with me where I had lived alone for 25 years.
Wow.
And there wasn't even a blip because of the joyful solutions. And, I thought it was going to be all this, agonizing, I don't want to live like this and I don't want to do this. And it was so easy and fun. And so I immediately adopted them and started using them everywhere. And I use them every day now. So that's the first habit I would say that's, they're all powerful. They're, it's really, I want to emphasize, these are not simple, do these 6 steps in a week and you'll be great, you know. These took us a lifetime to develop and teach and learn and share. So it's a life's work, but it's such a great life's work because the next one I would say is really and what I call an inner feelings care system. It's how to have your feelings work for you in your relationships and in your life instead of feeling bad and not knowing how to feel better. And it's an incredible system, and it's something I use every day as well. And then there's the inner critic transformation system, which is, you know, if you hear voices in your if you hear voices that say you can't do things and you're never going to find a partner, you're too old, you're too fat, you don't have enough money, whatever, even not just finding a partner, but whatever you want to do in your life, those are inner critics. And a lot of people are so merged with their inner critics, they don't know that they actually have them. They think that's just, they just say things like, oh, I've always been a perfectionist, that's just what I'm like. And it's not true. It's actually they're listening to voices of inner critics. So we show you in the book how to change that. And I'm telling you, once you change that, your entire life will change.
I love that. And is there a way that you could, you know, bring this to other areas of your life too? I would imagine that you can, and it's not just with relationships.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I teach this in every area of life. I mean, it applies to business in a major way. It applies to health. It applies to money. You know, like all of us have money habits, and when you apply these 6 habits to money, you will create more money more easily than you ever thought. And that's what I've been doing over the last probably decade. Yeah, so it really does. But we wanted to show people, we wanted people to have an experience of how to actually feel more love more often. Because you can read books about love, but then if you don't really apply it and embody it, nothing changes. You can just learn intellectually, oh yes, I know I need to get out there, and I know I need to do this and that, and it just becomes more task-like rather than coming from true inspiration and joy. And we have I've written a lot about being what I call soulfully single, because I was soulfully single for many, many years and loved it, and wanted to have romantic love in a partner. And so, you know, I wanted to make sure to honor and acknowledge that a relationship is not for everybody. And a lot of relationships books don't say that. They're
that
like,
is true.
You know, whatever it is, you need to get in a relationship.
Yeah, and then they make you feel bad if you're single, right?
Oh, my God.
It's like societal pressure,
right? Yeah. And then it just adds to it. And what you really need to get into is relationship with yourself. And that goes to whether you have a partner or whether you're soulfully single.
Which makes a lot of sense. I could see a book like this, you know, just for the succulent wild love for parents, right? Parents and children. And
exactly.
You could see so many spinoffs for this.
Yeah.
You could definitely see it because I think so many parents need to understand how to love their children and vice versa, right? Especially in their teen years or things that are, you know, as they change and grow older.
Oh, absolutely. These 6 habits would change every family, are changing every family. So many people are applying these. Yeah, powerful.
You know, we're at the end of the interview, but I just want to give a shout out to your TED Talk. So I think for those of you who are listening, I definitely recommend going onto Sark's website. It's planetsark, SARK.com, and checking out her TED Talk. Just, you know, tell us really quickly, Sark, because we have about 10 seconds left about your TED Talk and kind of what you could leave our audience with.
Oh, my goodness. That you, everyone listening, you are already succulent. You are already a succulent wild person, and you might not know it. And go there and listen, and you'll be so inspired.
Love it. Well, thank you for being on our show today. And you can also follow Sark on Twitter at Susan, a.k.a. Sark. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And please live succulent, wild love. Stay well.